Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I recognize myself. I think I just
you
heard.
Sure you recognize yourself?
I do. If I look in the mirror, I recognize myself. And I recognize myself here.
I knew you would handle that deftly.
Thank
you. You did.
Thank you. And so did you. It's good to see you, Mr. Abrams. You actually defended me on a First Amendment case. And,
so I did.
And you won. It was a brilliant.
Thank you. I remember what you said to me after I won.
What did I say?
Even a chimp could have won that case.
That's right. And I was right. About your a brilliant lawyer. And I noticed that in your testimony, in your written testimony, Professor Raskin, I want you to speak to this. Mr. Abrams says that it appears that Citizens United has not caused a flood of new money in politics. He says twice, actually, uses the word twice. It appears that way. Now, from my experience, I know Mr. Abrams is an excellent lawyer. So I know he chooses his words carefully. And he says that it appears that way because there's really no way that we know. There's really no way that we know. And Mr. Abrams himself has said that he is for getting rid of all limits entirely. And we're talking about intimidation about speech. Suppose a corporation comes up and there's no limits and says to a senator, if you vote this way on this bill, we will spend $100 million to defeat you. It's fine. Isn't that fine? It's according to this logic.
Yeah.
Isn't
that
okay?
That's
right?
Just free speech. Look, but on the empirical question, let me just say this.
No, and then they can either put the $100 million in or not. They don't even have to put it in to intimidate you.
That's right. The numbers that I've seen have gone up dramatically, and the numbers that we haven't seen, the 501c4s, the social welfare groups, the C6s, the trade associations, the dark money, the estimates.